The fraud team run by Capita for the council has been halved, is being halved, and they're being told that they won't have to catch as many people defrauding the public purse. One member of staff who's spoken to us anonymously says that people will be able to wrongly claim money because the resources won't be there to stop them. Joining me now is BBC Radio Sheffield's political reporter, James Vincent. James, you've been looking into this. Tell us more.
Yes, Seth, there's 14 staff. It's quite a small team investigating housing and council tax fraud. They're based just up the road from us on Arundel Gate, actually. They've had some success as well, meeting their targets, their original target of stopping 300 people wrongly claiming benefits every year. They recently were given some praise from a judge and an award for their work in a high-profile prosecution. But their team is being cut in half. They're being told that that 300 target of people they need to stop wrongly claiming is being reduced to just 150. Now, this staff member spoke to us anonymously. We've had their words voiced by an actor because they wanted their identity to remain a secret, and they told me services will not be the same.
There's a sort of an example, the 0800 number, which encourages people to ring up if they know someone's committing benefit fraud. Previously, if someone did that, we would thoroughly investigate that. Going forward, if you ring up, that'll just be recorded on the system and ignored, so it's pointless. What the council seem to be saying is, we haven't got the resources to stop people doing this. We can't do it. We haven't got the resources to stop people fiddling benefits in Sheffield. So if you want to do that in Sheffield, we'll make a token effort because we have to. Because if we don't, we'll get in trouble with the government. But really, if you want to, here's our money. Here's the money from the taxpayers of Sheffield. Take it.
So, James, the union representing some of the workers have got some fairly dire predictions on this, haven't
yes,
they?
Yes, Unison say that people will actually be getting away with benefit fraud, and Chris Jenkinson from Unison says that some investigations will be dropped.
There are 560 live cases at the moment. That's cases where fraudulent activity has been uncovered, but they're in the process of putting all the criminal evidence together and bringing those cases into court. But these cuts are coming in now, and what that will mean is that about 200 of those live cases, of cases where fraud's been identified, about 200 of those cases will be abandoned. And that means that the criminals who are involved in those cases will walk away scot-free.
You've been on to the council. What have they had to say?
Yeah, I've been on to the council and to Capita, who run the service for the council. Now, the council told us, this is their statement, services will not stop. We are targeting our resources more effectively. Tackling benefit fraud remains a priority. We will robustly investigate those cases where the extent of the fraud is such that the significant overpayment of benefits have been made. Taking people to court does cost time and money, and we have to ensure that there's a realistic prospect of successfully prosecuting offenders and recouping illegal claims. And as for Capita, they say they've been asked to make some savings, and they say a small number of staff will be affected, but they say there's a consultation on at the moment and they don't think it's appropriate to comment further at the moment.
What about the political parties in that area then? Have they had much to say on the issue?
Yeah, we've spoken to most of them. First, Paul Scriven, leader of the Liberal Democrats, who run Sheffield Council.
If you are in Sheffield and you think that you can defraud the taxpayer, not the council, the taxpayer, then you've got another thing coming. The service is not stopping. We're going to get more intelligent and clever how we home in on these things. This is about doing things smarter to make sure that those people who try to defraud the taxpayer will still be dealt with.
So a defence there from Paul Scriven, leader of the council. We did ask Labour for a comment. They were unavailable. This is Spencer Pitfield, who speaks for the Conservatives.
We want to catch people who are committing benefit fraud. And so I would say that this is not a sensible thing to do. Clearly, a team like the team at Capita, they know there are more people out there who are taking taxpayers' money. And I think it's a very retrograde step on behalf of the council.
And finally, this is Rob Murphy, who's a Green councillor in Sheffield.
Well, it is a false economy. I mean, it's a small-scale version of what's been going on nationally, where tax inspectors are being cut and we're looking at around £100 billion of unpaid taxes.